Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And that deserves a more triumphant and resounding proclamation than I was able to give with my voice. Did you notice that line in the last verse of the hymn of the day? Morning breaks and Jesus meets us, feeds and comforts, pardons still. That's pretty much a description, if you will, of the divine service. Here we are, it's morning. It's the morning of the first day of the week, a reminder of Jesus' resurrection. And Jesus meets us here, meets us, his redeemed people, in the gospel, in his word, in his sacrament. He meets us to feed us. He feeds us with his own body and his blood. He feeds us with the life-giving word of God. He comforts us. He comforts us in the midst of life's tribulations and sorrows, life's difficulties. He gives us the forgiveness of sins. He still pardons us, despite the fact that none of us has been able to stop sinning. Who can say that he has cleansed his heart, the scripture asks? No, only God can do that. We continue to need God's pardon in Christ, and Christ continues to extend that pardon to us freely. In today's gospel reading, there were some verses left out. These were bracketed verses that, for some reason, were counted as optional in the reading of the gospel, and they aren't in your bulletin insert, but I want to read those to you now. Continuing in St. John chapter 21, this is verses 15 through 19. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to Simon the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death Simon was to glorify God. And after saying this, Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Notice the order in the gospel reading with this extended portion of the reading tacked on. Jesus feeds his disciples. Jesus feeds his disciples. And it's only after that that, taking Peter aside as a representative of the disciples, as representative of the church, he tells Simon to feed his lambs, to tend his flock, to feed his sheep, to provide for them, to care for him. Now the sheep, the lambs, the flock of which Jesus speaks, are the redeemed people of God, those who say that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Why? Because he cares for me, he tends to me, he feeds me, he provides me with all that I need. And certainly today we are reminded of this as we celebrate the potluck, the fellowship meal after the divine service. This food is provided to us by other people who have cooked it, but the food is ultimately provided to us by God, who opens his hand and satisfies the desires of every living thing. God gives us the things we need for our life in this world, and by these things strengthens and empowers us to carry out our vocations in life. How would you like to visit the sick if you hadn't eaten for 6 days? You would be sick yourself and you would need visiting. But this is the way it also is in terms of the gospel. Jesus feeds his disciples with bread and with fish. Jesus had fed the multitudes with bread and fish twice before by miraculously multiplying them. Bread and fish have come to be a symbol in the Holy Christian Church representing the Lord's Supper. Bread and fish. And indeed, the words that are used in the account of the feeding of the multitude are the very words used in describing our Lord's institution of the sacrament of the altar. He takes bread, you know, he breaks it, he blesses it, he gives thanks to the Lord, and then he gives the bread to the disciples. Again, something like that takes place in today's gospel. When the disciples get on land, they see a charcoal fire is already in place. They see that the fish that they caught were not necessary because there's already fish on the charcoal fire when they get ashore. There is bread. And anyway, Jesus invites him as the host. Come and have breakfast. And he came and he took the bread and he gave it to them, and so with the fish. It's only after that. It's only after Jesus provides for the disciples that he tells Peter to do the same for the church, for the people of God. Jesus feeds his people, tends to them, and then he sends them forth to extend the gospel to others, to fulfill their daily vocations. How can you tell others of the forgiving love of Christ if you have not first yourself received that forgiveness? How can you speak of the hope you have in the Christ who suffered and died and was raised again if you have not participated through holy baptism in his suffering, death, and resurrection? How can you speak of the assurance, the surety of the resurrection of the body if you have not been raised to new life in holy baptism? You see, Jesus gives to you first. He gives to his church first and foremost. He is the initiator. He is the great giver. And again, what has he given you? Well, you can look at life's earthly blessings and know that those come to you from the hand of God. But the eternal blessings of the gospel come to you through your Savior Jesus as his gift to you. You don't have bread and fish today. Well, we probably have bread in the potluck, and maybe someone will surprise me by having prepared fish. I don't know about that, but we do have the bread of the sacrament in which Jesus gives us his body. We do have the cup of the sacrament in which Jesus gives us his blood. He feeds us, he comforts us by these precious gifts. He strengthens us, he empowers us through these as his forgiven people to go out and speak of the forgiveness of Christ to others. He gives us confidence in the face of suffering for the gospel. He relieves our fears and opens our lips that our mouths might proclaim the praises of the triune God who has shown such mercy to the world in the gift of his Son. So remember, this is the way of the gospel. God gives, we receive. Only after God gives and we receive can we share the bounty of forgiveness and grace and mercy with others who need that as well, who need Jesus as well. We don't keep Jesus to ourselves. He's not our own private little Jesus. It's not like there's only so much of Jesus to go around, and we better keep on strict rations so we don't run out of Jesus. That's not the way it is. As Jesus multiplied the fish, as he multiplied the bread when he fed the multitude, so the gospel is multiplied for all in need. Christ is the Lamb of God who died for the sin of the world. And if it's the sin of the world, that's a whole lot of Jesus. So we don't keep him to ourselves. We speak of him to others. We speak of the one who has given himself for us so that we might have life eternal. He feeds you. He feeds you with his mercy and love. And now you, as members of the Holy Christian Church, go and extend that mercy and love to others in acts of kindness, in acts of mercy, but also in the word that you speak, the word about Christ. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen.